So this week, we're gonna start a sugya that's probably gonna take us, as I told you, 2 to 3 weeks. You have your packet in front of you. The packet doesn't go in order. The way I made the packet was I put all the Gemaras in the front, and then the Rishonim, and then the Achronim, to the extent that I was able to do that. I want to learn it a little bit slower with you, but it's a very very enjoyable sugya. The sugya is called Mitzvah Haba Ba'aveira, which is a topic in Shas called the idea behind it is when you do a mitzvah, and I have to be careful how I translate it, but you're doing a mitzvah in a way. That you do the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is done al yedei an aveira. And we'll see examples of that in the Gemara. So the first Gemara that we see is on Daf Tesamet Aleph in Sukkah. The sugya starts from the Mishnah. It's a long Shaklavataria. I really only want the end of the bottom of the Shaklavataria, the very bottom of the Amud. So we're going to cut in towards the end, just to get that one point. That's why I bracketed off the last few lines. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, it's really above the line above the bracket, Hachanami niboy sukkah asuya lishma, the sukkah need to be made lishma, Shani hasam, no, damar kra, because the Pasuk says, Gidilim tasa lecha, the Gemara is comparing, Gidilim is the tzitzis, lecha l'shem chovcha, it is made for you, for your obligation. Hachanami, chagasukas tachas lecha l'shem chovcha, it's made lecha, the word lecha should have to come to teach you that it's made for your obligation. In other words, you made these walls, you made this, the sukkah, you made the schach, the sukkah, for your chovah, for your obligation of the mitzvah of sukkah. Says the Gemara, no, the word lecha, hahumi bailei, what do we need lecha? It has to be yours. Lemeute gezula, to exclude a stolen sukkah. Hasam nami miboyle lemeute gezula. Hasam ksiv krachrini vaasu lahem mishalahem. Okay, in the Gemara it says that the word lahem, there's an extra lahem by the tzitzis. Okay. What comes out of the Gemara? Again, we came in midway of the Gemara, but what's the point of the Gemara? The point of the Gemara is the word lecha comes to teach us that you are not allowed to sit in a stolen sukkah. If you stole a sukkah, it is no good because the pasuk says lecha. Okay. Comes Tosos. Tosos is on the bottom of the page. I boxed out the Dibur HaMaschil Hahu. Hahu miboyle lemiyute gezula. Says Tosos. Frek Tosos Akasha, Tema. Tema is one of the words. There are words that Tosos uses. Tosos has lingo for how he introduces a question. So sometimes Tosos says ve'im tomar. Vim Tomer is a question. Tema is a stronger question, a wonderment. Tema. I mean, wonderment. Tepoklei. Let us learn it out. Mishum dahavale mitzvah haba ba'avera. Why does the Gemara say the word lecha? Chag hasukos tasa lecha. You shall make the sukkah for yourself. For yourself means not a stolen sukkah. Why do you need a drusha from a pasuk to teach you not a stolen sukkah? What do you mean? You're not allowed to sit in a stolen sukkah because it's a mitzvah ba'aveira. You're accomplishing your mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah by the means of having stolen a sukkah. The sukkah is stolen. You can't use this sukkah and sit in the sukkah as your mitzvah because it's stolen. It's a mitzvah ba'aveira. Why do you need to come onto a pasuk? Why not the rule in Shas of mitzvah ba'aveira? That's the question of Tosos. Demei high time at Pasalinon, and Tosus brings a proof to that. We see later on in the Masechta that we pasal esrog hagazel, a stolen esrog biyom tov sheni. Lekaman brish lulav hagazel. Okay.
Anyone who participated in Kochavei Kushner who did not get pizza, please go to Mar Shanton's room to get pizza. Anyone who participated in Kochavei Kushner did not get pizza, please go to Mar Shanton's room. Donnie Bink, that includes you.
Okay. So, says Tosos, and the Gemara later on is going to say, on Daf Chavtes Amad Beis, Uvahishmai Tzagufa Kasha, Dekam Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Yom Tov Rishon, Be'inan Lachem Yishalachem, Ela Rabbi Yom Tov Sheni, Amai, Yomashani, Mishum Dehavali Mitzvah Baba Veira. Because the Gemara there gives it too. The first day, you need it to be yours. You need to own it. But the second day, you don't need to own it. So why can't you use it? Because of mitzvah b'avera. So you can't use a stolen lulav on the first day because there's a din of lachem. We'll see the Gemara later on. There's a din of lachem. It has to be yours. You have to own it. If you stole it, it's not yours. What about the second day? Or you don't have to own it. So that, the Gemara says, is you can't use a stolen lulav that day, the second day, because of mitzvah haba ba'avera. So just background. Sorry, we didn't jump into the mitzvah of dalad minim, but the pasuk says, ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon. So the Gemara differentiates between the first day and all other days of Sukkot, where it's the only reason we sit in the Sukkah. We learned this in Mishnah Sukkah yesterday, in Mishnah Club. The Mishnah says that it was a takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the only place that they shook the lulav all 7 days was in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, one day, and that was it. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakein that we should shake the lulav everywhere. So that really is only a takana from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The first day is Minat Torah. Everything else is takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now Sukkah also, the mitzvah of Sukkah also is different. The first night is different than all other. This night is different than all other nights. Now I don't only say that tongue in cheek. That actually has a serious connection because the Gemara says, how do we know you have to eat a kezayis? You have to eat a kezayis. We'll see this. You have to eat a kezayis of challah on the first night of the sukkah, and the halachos of that as it relates to us, the halachos of when you're allowed to go inside when it's raining, we're much more strict on the first night. Why is that? Because there's a gzeira shava tesvav. The Gemara says we link Pesach to Sukkot, just like on Pesach you have to have a kezayis of matzah. So too on Sukkot you have to eat your challah in the first kezayis of mat of challah. You have to eat in the sukkah. Okay, so the first night is different than the rest of the time. Moving forward to the V'yesh Lomar. V'yesh Lomar is the answer. It's a few lines down. V'yesh Lomar. D'taima d'mitzvah baba v'era lavda reisa ela midrabanan. Comes along the Tosos, and Tosos says, the reason of mitzvah baba v'era, it's not the oraisa. That's only a d'rabanan. That's a din d'rabanan. Mida oraisa, there's no such concept. And therefore, why did the Gemara, going back to the Kasha of the Gemara, of Tosos, why did the Gemara need to use the word Lecha to teach that you can't be Yotze with a sukkah that was stolen? Why don't you say it's a mitzvah b'avera, so of course you can't be Yotze? Says Tosos, no, because if you use mitzvah b'avera, that would only be Mida Rabbanan. But Mida Oraisa, you could use the sukkah. So at least you'd be fulfilling Mida Raisa. Mida Rabbanan, it would be puzzle. But Mida Raisa, you'd still have a Kiyum Mitzvah. Comes the Pasuk to tell us, Lecha, it's yours, not a stolen Sukkah. Okay, that's the answer of Tosfos. Now, let's turn. That was page one of the source sheet. So, just to summarize briefly, page one of the source sheet. The Gemara said, Lecha, the word Lecha, Chag Hasukos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamim, comes to exclude the stolen sukkah. Tosos asks, why do you need to exclude a stolen sukkah? A stolen sukkah is a mitzvah b'avera, you can't do it anyway. Tosos says, mitzvah b'avera is only midah rabbanan, we're looking for something that's going to pasul midah oraisa, and that's the pasuk of Lecha. Okay, if you could turn to page 7. The Minchas Chinuch gives a different answer. And this Minchas Chinuch, I would like to read the entire piece of the Minchas Chinuch. So this will probably take us through the end of today. We'll see if we can get through the whole thing. It's on page 7 where I bracketed it off. That is where and it'll go until the middle of the next column. So the Minchas Chinuch says as follows. Ve'im ki ein darki b'chibur zel harach b'kushiyosu perukim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't like to elaborate and ask kashas and give answers, masha einu nogeh ledina, for that which is not halacha lemaisa. Now, we'll see that there is some halacha lemaisa related to it, but that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Mikol makom, nonetheless, lo emna letaritz kushas atosos. I can't hold myself back from answering Tosos' question, Shehila Anias Daiti Svar Nechona, because I think I have a really good answer, so I feel obligated to share it. B'masha Hikshu Sham Tesa Mad Aleph, that which they asked over there, the Gemara Sukkah Daf Tesa Mad Aleph, Dimaschal Hahu, Lamali Krab Sukkah Delachal Lemiyute Gezula, why do I need a Pasuk by the mitzvah of sukkah that the word lecha appears, and lecha comes to teach that I'm not allowed to use a stolen sukkah. Ha'havi le mitzvah haba b'avera. It's a mitzvah haba b'avera, so what do I need lecha? V'lech lemiyutei sha'ul da ha'shol kasher, gzul b'lav ha'chi p'sula ayin sha. Okay. V'nira li, says the Minchas Chinuch. Dihine, shnei minim yesh b'mitzvah saseh. There are two types of mitzvah saseh. Echad shehi chiyuv akar kafta, one which is an obligation on the head, the chalish yisrael of every Jew. It's an obligation on every gavra, on every person. Kmo tefillin ve'esrog v'achilas matzah. Everybody, every male has to wear tefillin. Every adult has to eat matzah or has to shake the dalad minim, obviously within context of who's obligated, but those are obligations. You have to. You can't say, I'm not in the mood to wear tefillin today, I'm not going to wear tefillin. I'm not in the mood to shake lulav, I'm not going to shake lulav. I'm not in the mood to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. That's not an option. It's an obligation. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's an obligatory mitzvah. U'mitzvah kazu imekayim osa osa ratzon habore yisbarach v'yizala. And if you do this mitzvah, you will fulfill the will, the wishes of Hashem Yisbarach v'yisala. Ki kein tziva lo ha-melech baruch hu, because that was what Hashem commanded. You have to eat matzah. You have to wear tefillin. V'im mevatel ha-mitzvah v'eino maniach tefillin. What if you're mevatel the mitzvah? You don't do the mitzvah. You didn't wear tefillin. O shalom atal lulav. You didn't shake lulav. Bitel ha-mitzvah v'asa neged ritzonu yisbarach v'onesh yonesh. You've done an avera by not listening to Hashem. You will be punished. Okay. That's one type of mitzvah. Mitzvah chiyuvis. V'yesh mitzvos she'in chiyuv la'asosam. Then there's other types of mitzvos. There's no obligation to do these mitzvos. Okay? For example, kigon tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Da'ha Torah lo chayva oso lilbosh beged shal arba kanfos. The Torah obligates you to wear a beged of dalet kanfos that has tzitzis on it. True? Not true. Not true. The Torah doesn't tell you have to wear a dalet kanfos beged. In fact, none of our shirts have dalet kanfos. That's why the beged of tzitzis is cut all the way up, so that it's a dalet kanfos beged. Our shirts are sewn completely. They're not dalet kanfos. So that's why we don't have tzitzis on our shirt, on the actual shirts. But if we wear dalet kanfos, then we have to wear tzitzis on them. But we don't have to do it because we don't have to wear the dalet kanfos. Okay, there are reasons in halacha why we would have to do it. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe says that since it's the minhag of all Klal Yisrael, it's already incumbent upon us, b'toras minhag, that we're obligated to wear tzitzis. There's a Gemara that says that the Gemara Menacho says that be'idan, if you're wearing your dalet kanfos and you don't have tzitzis on them, then Hashem is going to get angry on you. The other way to learn is, you need the protection, otherwise Hashem is going to be angry on you, so you'd be obligated to put on your tzitzis at a time when Hashem is angry to protect. Okay, that's about machlokas in how to learn the Gemara, but either way, it definitely is a positive, and according to Rav Moshe, it's even an obligation. But, technically speaking, I'll be din Torah, there's no obligation to wear tzitzis. The obligation is only if you happen to be wearing a beged of dalet kanfos, which we never do, unless we choose to put it on. Okay, so v'yesh mitzvah she'in chiyuv la'asosam kagon tzitzis. The Torah lo chayva also lilbosh beged shel arba kanfos. The Torah does not obligate us to wear a beged of four kanfos, four corners. V'mrotza holech below beged shel arba kanfos. You can walk around with a regular t-shirt and that doesn't have tzitzis on it. You're not doing anything wrong because the t-shirt doesn't have four corners. V'ein no neged ritzon avori baruchu. And you're not going against the will of Hashem. Achim mevi asmo de chiyuv shebekavana lovesh arba kanfos l'kayim mitzvah tzitzis zederach hatovi asher. The right thing to do is to put yourself in a position that you're wearing your dalet kanfos. Haklal. The rule is imekayim mitzvah zu osa ratzon avori baruchu. If you did the mitzvah wearing tzitzis, you're fulfilling the ratzon of Hashem. That's a good thing. Aval eino mekayim mitzvah. And let's say you didn't wear tzitzis. Eino over al ritzono. Rakti eino mekayim mitzvah. You didn't do what Hashem. You didn't wear tzitzis. Hashem's not upset at you. You didn't do anything wrong. You're not wearing dalet kanfos. So what's the difference between the esrog and the tzitzis? The esrog. If you didn't shake a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, you didn't do what Hashem wanted you to do. If you didn't wear tzitzis, you didn't do anything wrong. Hashem didn't want you to wear the tzitzis. If you put dalet kanfos on and you're wearing tzitzis, that's a mitzvah. But you don't have to do that. Are you going to ask me?
I'm not going to ask questions.
Oh, yeah?
It's like extra credit on a test.
Okay, could be. It's tricky to say it like that, because we don't want to say it's extra credit, meaning it's me'ikar adin. It's part of the test itself, only you could choose not to do it, because you're not obligated to do it.
It's to do it.
You have to be careful. Extra credit is like, you could get 100 without it. Okay. I'm nervous to use such a gether that, because it makes it, no, extra credit is like, I once took a history test, and the extra credit question was a question about baseball history. Now, it had nothing to do with the class. It was the teacher's way probably of trying to get us to enjoy the class, get excited, So,
yeah,
but it's not, by the way, I got it right, yeah.
But if he knew Rose Kenick, it would have to be football.
It would have to be football. It used to be baseball. It was also basketball. Okay. Those are two. There's two mitzvos. In Lumdus, we call them a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah chiyuvis is an obligation. You have to do this. If you don't do this, Hashem is upset at you. What's a mitzvah kiyumis? If you do this, Hashem is happy with you. If you don't do this, no problem. You weren't chayv to do it. Okay. Okay. Now. So again, the rule is: in mekayim mitzvah zu also ratzon abori baruchu aval meino mekayim mitzvah ino overall ratzon rak the ino mekayim mitzvah. V'chein mitzvah zu dahinu sukkah. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, yesh ba shnei chelkei hamitzvah. There's two parts to mitzvah sukkah. Dahinu b'leil rishon shel sukkis mitzvah sasei lechol kazayis b'sukkah. So as we mentioned, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. You have to eat the first night of sukkahs. You have to eat a kazayis of challah in the sukkah. And you have to find the sukkah and go to the sukkah and eat the bread. Let's say you say, I'm not hungry, I don't want to have a suda tonight. It doesn't help. You have to eat it. Just like matzah, you have to eat matzah and you have to wear tefillin. It doesn't matter that you don't want to do it. You're not in the mood. It doesn't matter. You have to do it. V'imlo kima mitzvah, asa balayla harishon, lo kima hamitzvos, and if you didn't do it the first night of Sukkot, you're getting Hashem angry. Hashem is upset at you. You're going against the Ratzon of Hashem. However, the rest of the nights and all the days, and there's no obligation. You want to eat apples and potato chips and drink water all the rest of Sukkot. Now, it's true that there'll be a Shabbos in there somewhere, so you have to eat through the Shabbos. If you have to eat through the Shabbos, you have to go into the Sukkah. But the Sukkah is not what's being mechayev you. It would be the Suda of Shabbos or maybe the Suda of Yom Tov that is being mechayev you to do it. But let's say on Chol HaMoed, you could choose to eat something that doesn't require you to go into the Sukkah, and there's no problem. You go on the Pesach diet on Sukkot. Okay. Achim ochel mitzvah zasei lechol b'sukkah. If you're going to eat a sandwich, you're going to have your tuna of a sandwich, mitzvah to go into the sukkah, umekayim ratzono baruch hu. And with that, you'll be making Hashem happy. Aval meino ochel ein chiyuv. Okay. V'gam b'shnei mitzvah halalo hu b'tzir gam kein, shemevat ala mitzvah oset negir ratzono, kemo she'enu maniach tefillin, kigonim lovish beged shal arba kanfos. Okay. Ve'eno matot tzitzis, az over ala mitzvah. V'cheinim ochel achilas keva chotzesukah over ala mitzvah. And the same thing would be, he's drawing a parallel between the same way if you didn't do, so if you didn't do on the first night of Sukkot, you did something wrong. You got Hashem angry. If you didn't, if you ate potato chips on Chol HaMoed and you didn't go into the Sukkah, not a problem. You didn't get Hashem angry because you weren't obligated to go into the Sukkah. Okay, there's a chumrah to go into the Sukkah, midas chasidus maybe, to go eat everything in the Sukkah. Even maybe water. The Anshei Maisa would try not to put anything in the mouth outside of Sukkah. Very nice, but that's not Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, it's only if you're eating a meal food. Haklal, what's the rule? Last few lines of this paragraph. De'im osa hamitzvah mekayim b'chol inyan hamitzvah v'osa ritzono baruch hu. If you do the mitzvah,
you are mekayim the ratzon of Hashem. V'yeshenu mekayim a mitzvah of over our ratzono. Kigon belovish beged shel arba kanfos ochel kevel chutz l'sukkah. Now it's possible you put on a beged of dalet kanfos, or you eat a meal outside the sukkah, that you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, and you're getting Hashem angry. V'yeshenu mekayim a mitzvah, and there are those who don't even do the mitzvah. V'gamenu over, but they also don't get Hashem upset. Kigon be'ino lovish beged. For example, you're not wearing a beged of dalet kanfos. Ve'ino ochel klal. Or you don't eat anything? Vizep Hashet. Okay. Now, that was all background to what the Minchas Chinuch is about to say. He hasn't yet given an answer. But he's told us that there are two types of mitzvah. There's a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis. Yes, we have them? We're ready to move on? So the first night of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. The rest of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's what we've laid down. That's the foundation. Comes the Minchas Chinuch, bottom paragraph on the right column, Vihine. Nira. Why is it that when you do a mitzvah haba b'avera, you don't fulfill your mitzvah? Why not? So, you'd say, what do you mean? You can't do it. But we have to put it into terms. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Hatam, the reason is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino rotze b'kach. That's not what Hashem wants from you. Okay? Hashem doesn't want for you to steal an item to do a mitzvah. V'lo l'ratzon l'fanav. The Sanegor, Yasa Kategor. That's a klal, the Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. The defendant doesn't become the prosecutor. In other words, it's like we don't bring gold inside the Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? Because gold reminds us of the Egal Azav. We don't have a reminder. So the Kohen Gadol wears Big Day Lavan. In other words, the thing that was bad, you don't want to use, you don't want to remind Hashem. So you're going to take a stolen lulav and shake it. Hashem's going to look down and say, he's holding his stolen lulav. Right? That's not what Hashem wants. Vani Hashem soni gezel ba'ola. And I Hashem hate when people steal an animal and bring it as a karban. As we'll see later on. Ayin ran shem perek lulav ha'gozel. V'hinei. Mishum zeh shayach shaper lomar. De lo yotzei deha mitzvah. That's why you don't fulfill your mitzvah. Ki zeh eino rotzon habor yisparach. Because what is a mitzvah? What are we obligated to do? We're obligated to do, you could sum up what we're obligated to do in this world. Two words. So I wouldn't even say mitzvahs. I would say more. Close. Hashem is one of them. The other one is ratzon. Ratzon Hashem. We were put into this world to do the ratzon of Hashem. What is the ratzon of Hashem? So, 99% of the time, that's the Targ mitzvahs, learning Torah, davening, all those things that we know to be good and well. And then there are exceptions where what is written in the book, there's an exception to that. Lamashal, what does Hashem want us to do if somebody, Chas V'Shalom's life is in danger on Shabbos? Normally Hashem says, keep Shabbos. Here Hashem says, be mechalal Shabbos, so that you can keep more Shabbosos in the future. In other words, the answer is, it's not, of course you're not wrong if you say our purpose is to do mitzvos, but our purpose is to do the ratzon Hashem. So, what is a mitzvah? A mitzvah is an expression of fulfilling the will of Hashem. So, let's see how that plays out. So, by a mitzvah, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Because you didn't fulfill the ratzon of Hashem. Hashem doesn't want you stealing a lulav to shake it. No, you didn't make me happy. Mitzvahs, right? So, mitzvahs make me happy. Mitzvahs make me... there's one of the Uncle Moshe or something like that. Mitzvahs make me happy. Hashem says, mitzvahs make me happy. They are l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. But if you stole the lulav to shake it, I'm not happy about that. So you didn't do a mitzvah. V'zeh shayach shaper b'mitzvah ha'chiyuvis. Kevin de lo yotzei dechovas ha'mitzvah. Memele lo osa ha'mitzvah. U'bitel ha'mitzvah. Kizeh bazeh. Talyak, Moshe b'yarnu. You had to shake lulav. You stole the lulav. Done. You didn't do a mitzvah. Aval, here's the kicker, says the Minchas Chinuch, bottom line on the first column. Aval, b'mitzvah she'enam chiyuvios, kigon tzitzis v'sukkah b'shari me'achag, im heim boim be'aveira, emes delokayim ratzon abor baruch hu. It's true that you didn't fulfill the ratzon of Hashem. Kein's a ratzon yis baruch. So you don't get credit for a mitzvah. If you steal a sukkah on the fifth day of Pesach, you steal the sukkah and you go inside and you sit there. You didn't do a mitzvah because you weren't fulfilling the ratzon of Hashem. Avol mikol makom lo bitel ha-mitzvah. You weren't mevatel a mitzvah. Rakta lo kayim. There's two parts, says the Minchas Chinuch. There's two parts to the mitzvah. Part number one is the mitzvah, which you didn't do. But part number two is that there's a problem with wearing a beged of dalid kanfos that doesn't have tzitzis. In other words, okay, when it comes to the lulav, you stole the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, you shook it, you didn't do anything. What about you stole the sukkah? Well, he's going to come back to sukkah. You stole a beged of... You wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of dalid kanfos. Okay? So you steal a beged that has four corners with tzitzis on it and you put it on. You didn't fulfill a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah about bavera. Says the Minchas Chinuch, yeah, you didn't fulfill a mitzvah. But are you wearing... One second. If you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, are you wearing... Now you're wearing a beged with four corners. It has physically has tzitzis on it. Are you doing an aveira now? Says Minchas Chinuch, you're not. Why? Because all the mitzvah b'aveira says is you're not doing the ratzon Hashem. Are we saying there's no strings on the tzitzis? Nope, that's not what we're saying. We're saying you're not doing the ratzon Hashem. So you don't get checked for the mitzvah. Okay, you don't get a check for the mitzvah. But are you doing an aveira of wearing a dalad kanfos without tzitzis? The answer is no. The tzitzis are there. This is a fine chiluk. Again, you're looking at me. You're giving me that look. Okay, we have to clarify. Again, when it comes to a mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch is saying there's two parts to the mitzvah. There is the mitzvah on the... Well, he had... there's a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah chiyuvis. Mitzvah chiyuvis, you have to shake the lulav. If you stole the lulav and you shook the lulav, you didn't do anything. Okay? And you did something bad, right? Because Hashem said shake a lulav. You don't get credit for shaking a lulav on the first day. Then you did something bad. You had a mitzvah chiyuvis to shake the lulav. You didn't do it. Hashem gets upset at you. Yeah, but well, they're inextricably connected. They're attached to each other. Because if you didn't do it, then memela Hashem is upset at you. But what about when you're sitting in a sukkah? We'll cheat. He's going to say in the next few lines. You're sitting in a sukkah that was stolen. Did you fulfill the mitzvah? No, because Hashem's not happy with you. Let me ask you a question. If you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, are you considered to be eating outside of a sukkah?
He's in a
veira,
then.
Says the Minchas Chinuch, no, you're eating in a sukkah, but you're not doing a mitzvah. So is Hashem happy with you? No. Is Hashem upset at you? Now, Hashem's upset at you for stealing, but not for stealing. We're not talking about stealing, we're talking about the mitzvah of sukkah. Is Hashem upset at you for the mitzvah of sukkah?
No.
No, because you're sitting in a sukkah. Okay, so there's two different things. When it comes to mitzvah chiyuvis, it's one and the same. You're either doing it, and Hashem's happy, or you're not doing it, and Hashem is angry. There's no middle ground. When it comes to mitzvah chiyumis, there's three tiers. You're doing it, and Hashem's happy. You're not doing anything, and Hashem is parv, we'll say. He's not happy with you, he's not upset at you. Or you could be wearing your dalit kanfos without tzitzis, or sitting outside of the sukkah eating a tuna fish sandwich, then Hashem is angry at you, correct? Says the Minchas Chinuch, when you steal a sukkah and you sit in it on the second day, you didn't have to sit in it. Okay? Did you do a mitzvah? No, you didn't, because there would be a mitzvah about Bavera. Did you do anything wrong? So, says the Minchas Chinuch, no, Hashem is not going to be upset at you. I know you stole, but leave that aside. Leave that aside, because that's not what we're talking about clapping the mitzvah of sukkah. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, is Hashem upset at you for eating outside of sukkah? The answer is no. Because you didn't have to, you're eating in the sukkah. You didn't have to eat in the sukkah. You could have chosen not to eat. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. You didn't have to do this. So are you eating outside of a sukkah? The answer is no, you're not. So Hashem's not upset at you. Is Hashem happy with you? No, he's not, because it's a mitzvah abba avera. Yeah? So, says the Minchas Chinuch, we'll have to go over this at the beginning of the next year. Says the Minchas Chinuch.
It's not a mitzvah nor a mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah. If it would have been, what was Tosa's question? Why does the Gemara need to tell us lecha to teach that you're not yotze with a sukkah gezula? What about the concept of mitzvah baba vera? Says the Minchas Chinuch, if we were only using the concept of the mitzvah baba vera on the second day of Sukkot, what would happen? You wouldn't get a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah baba vera. but you also wouldn't get an avera for eating outside a sukkah, because you're eating in a sukkah. Comes the pasuk lecha, a chiddush of the pasuk to tell you, if you sit in a stolen sukkah, it's an avera. It's like you're not eating in a sukkah. Alt mitzvah bab avera, says the Minchas Chinuch, we can't give you a mitzvah because the mitzvah bab avera, but we can't say that you're doing an avera. You're not sitting in outside a sukkah and eating because you're inside a sukkah. You see, when it comes to the lulav, you had to do it. So if you had to do it and you didn't get credit for doing it, you automatically did an avera by not shaking lulav that day. You automatically got an avera by not wearing tefillin that day. But if you sit in a sukkah, it's not automatic that you did an avera because you didn't have to sit in the sukkah. So then we could say, if you're physically sitting in the sukkah, you're in the sukkah, you didn't have an avera of sitting outside the sukkah. That's why, to answer Tosa's question, that's why we need the pasuk of lecha, lemiyute gezula, that if you sit in a stolen sukkah on the second day of sukkahs, you did an avera. Okay? We'll review the Minchas Chinuch next week, and then we'll get into those who disagree on the Minchas Chinuch, and maybe some other answers to Tosos. Okay? Thank you.